Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Deuteronomy chapter 28 and the verse number 23 and 24. Moses was literally praying and asking God to give the people of Israel one of the greatest blessings that somebody can have. It is a great misfortune in life if the heaven over you is brass and the rain that is coming upon you is powder and dust. So the Bible said the prayer is that, and thy heaven that is over thy head, if you disobey, shall be brass, and the earth that is under thee shall be iron. And then in the verse number 24, it said, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. From heaven shall come down upon thee until thou be consumed. But if you obey, something else will happen. Disobedience leads to this kind of thing. If you obey, the Lord shall open unto you his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, to bless all the work of your hand, and thou shall lend unto many nations and shall not borrow. I pray that God will give you an open heaven. One of the things you can wish for yourself is that God should give you an open heaven. It will make life easier. Your life on earth can be like the days of heaven on earth. And that is what I pray, I believe God for your life, that the heaven over you will open. Can I hear you say an amen? One of the greatest secrets of Jesus' success on earth was the open heaven. He operated under an open heaven. And you find that in Luke chapter 3, verse number 21 and 22. Luke 3, 21, 22. Now when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened. Verse number 22. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice from heaven which said, thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased. Verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized. If you want the heaven to open over you, there are keys you apply. I wrote in that book about 8 keys that lead to an open heaven. There are times you must do something extraordinary, but many times it doesn't take an extraordinary thing. Now you look at you, when you get up in the morning, if you want to eat, due to no control of your own, if your body is healthy, you just find out that you are hungry and the appetite is there. When you lie down to sleep, it's so easy. When you are waking up, nobody wakes you up. You find a way of getting up. I believe that in the supernatural, there should be something that is easier than the way we are struggling. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Does not apply to many Christians. As for, take my yoke upon you. Learn of me, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It is not in the Bible of some Christians. Some of you have started giving yourself burdens. 2016, I must be God. Every month, 3 days dry fasting to meet God. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? Jesus did not fast before the heaven was open over him. Actually, the heaven was open over him before the 40-day fast. This is simple arrangement of events in the Bible. Because watch this, sometimes, even without the open heaven, you can't fast properly for the 40 days. That is how people die in their fasting. Because without an open heaven, you are fasting for 21 days. You finish with ulcer. Oh, the heaven must open. So, something. 2016, something must happen. Listen, I pray that you will get a miracle you can call the product of God's grace. And you will say it is not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also, what the people were doing, and the heaven wasn't open, Jesus also was doing it, and the heaven was open. Now, we normally concentrate on the fact that he was praying during the baptism. But the important thing is that the prayer was taking place during a baptism. Now, I'm not going to say what he was doing differently. I'm going to say what he was also doing. I have come to the place where I realize that God is not a divided God. I'm saying he's not divided because he hasn't got special moments and moments that are not special. Listen, God is the God of the bathroom, God of the kitchen, God of the restroom, God of the grinding mirror. He is everywhere and at any time in your life. Listen, the anointing of God can fall on you when you are holding a camera. It doesn't have to happen at a special prayer meeting. The anointing can fall on you during Sunday school. Listen, I'm introducing to you a season in your life when natural things will produce supernatural results. I'm introducing to you a season in your life where ordinary things will produce extraordinary events. Simple things will produce sophisticated results. I'm introducing to you a time in your life when the things that you consider to be simple will produce supernatural, sophisticated things that will blow your mind. The thing will look natural and yet it carries supernatural results. There are many people who get born again in our churches. They don't go through baptism anymore. No, they don't go through water baptism. They don't go to Sunday school. They jump all the various stages in their Christian life. But the Bible said Jesus also. Somebody shout Jesus also. Jesus. You know, that great anointing you are looking for, that open heaven you are looking for, that favor you are looking for, you will find it where others also go. God will not arrange an extraordinary event for you, for your inauguration, for your launching. It will be during a simple prayer meeting, simple cell group meeting, simple ushering department meeting, simple choir meeting. While you are all singing the same, he's exalted, he's exalted, he's exalted, God will also exalt you right there in the midst of a song. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. May God take you to that place in life, in Jesus' most holy name. Some of you have already started giving yourself resolutions you cannot meet. Oh, next year, every week, I'll fast 3 days out of the 7. Are you sure? God can move with simple things. If God leads you to pray and fast 40 days and 40 nights, that is fine. But there is no formula anywhere that says the heaven will open only when you do a certain kind of fasting. When I did the keys to open heaven, fasting and prayer is one of them. Praise and worship is one of them. But there are other simple methods or simple supernatural means, and sometimes natural means, that God will use to open the heaven over your life. Sometimes your breakthrough and the key will be disproportionate to each other. Sometimes it is just a small thing you must do. Maybe just tell your wife, I'm sorry. And your whole business will be repaired for 2016. Sometimes all you need, it's a little thing, like I'm sorry. Some of you, the proud ones, who never thank anybody for doing you good. All you need for 2016 is to learn to say, Medase. and opened heaven. So now all the people were baptized, or many of the people were baptized, and Jesus also. Everybody shout, Jesus also. Now watch this. If I have my only begotten son, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And I want to inaugurate, launch him, introduce him to the world. God is about to introduce a man who will destroy the works of the devil. Others are being baptized to repent of their sins. Brood of vipers. Publicans, don't take from anybody more than what is prescribed. Soldiers, don't accuse anybody falsely. Do violence to no man. Be content with your wages. He looks at the people, he said, bring forth fruit that is meet for repentance. If you have two coats, give one to another. Give meat to people. He's calling on the people to repent. Now, the sinless Son of God is coming. Born, the Word of God made flesh. The man from heaven, greater than John the Baptist, he is coming. Do you group him in a ceremony with these sinners? You are just baptized. But sometimes, to launch you into your greatness, God will choose the same honor ceremony with some simple people. You don't think they are as important as you. God will call you and group you with them. You will look to your left and a thief is hanging there. To your right and a thief is hanging there. And you are the Son of the living God in the middle of two thieves. And yet God will put you among them and say that God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. You know what? Be very careful when you are looking for special treatment. Oh, I went there. They didn't respect me. You know where they put me? They put me on the fifth row instead of the fourth row. Jesus also. Jesus also. Baptism. Sinners are being baptized. Jesus is also there. Sinners. Baptized unto repentance. John the Baptist himself saw him. He said, I need to be baptized by you. He said, suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh to fulfill righteousness. This is John the Baptist. Jesus also being baptized, going through a process of baptism, which sinners are going through. The one who is baptizing them is this same John the Baptist, a man who was wearing camel's hair dress, leather belt, his food, wild honey, and locust. Wild man baptizing people, and they are confessing their sins. Jesus is coming, and it's the same John the Baptist who must baptize him. And he's being baptized also in the same river Jordan, a Jordan river which even a leper by the name of Naaman was refusing to enter. Enter Jordan. Even Naaman said, there are better rivers, Abana and Farpa in Damascus. If I want to enter a river, that is where I will go, not this Jordan. And Jesus also being baptized by the same John the Baptist in the same river Jordan, the heaven was open. Be very careful about the moments you think are ordinary. One day, a certain man by the name of Elisha was following Elijah, his guru and mentor. He wanted a double portion of the anointing that was on Elijah. They went from place to place. Gilgal, Jericho, where again? Bethel. Then they crossed the river Jordan. And he said, ask me what you would. He said, I want double portion. I thought he would have said, all these places you have gone, and the difficult task of crossing the Jordan, you have the anointing already. You know what he told him? If you see me go. The key to the double portion, if you see me. I thought you would say I should go and fast and pray. I thought you would tell me I should read the Bible cover to cover. I thought you would tell me that I should go on a long journey, disappear from everybody, and I'll receive an anointing. If I see you, what is the difficulty in seeing somebody? One day Peter was going to raise a cripple. You know what he told the cripple? Look at me. Simple. Look at me and you will walk. Lepers came to Jesus. We want to be cleansed. He said, go and show yourself to the priest. And while they were going, they were healed. I pray that for 2016, some of the simple things you did without results, some of the difficult things you did without results, I pray that the same things you will do and you will obtain an open heaven over your life. Come on, shout at him and praise God. You see, if we could encounter the God of the Bible, Christianity would be more genuine. Then we will not need to fake anything. But I'm telling you, many of us are getting frustrated because you are faking too much. God can appear to you when you are at your dining table. Moses is doing his normal work of keeping sheep. He did not pray for a burning bush. The burning bush appeared. May God make some things appear for you. You are trying too hard to make some things happen. Paul said you don't have to go to heaven, because that would mean bringing Christ down. But the word is nigh unto thy mouth. I hear Peter's words. Said, we have toiled all night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. Can I give you a word? Get out there and receive an open heaven. Go and receive an open heaven. Go and receive an open heaven. Go from here today and the Lord be with you and the Lord give you an open heaven. I said, go from here and the Lord be with you and the Lord give you an open heaven. The Lord give you an open heaven. Jesus also. Is it not the same baptism that others have gone through and they didn't receive an open heaven? Jesus also is going through the same baptism. I told you, I'm not talking about what he did differently. But what I'm interested in is the end also. Haven't you seen people? They go to university. They write an exam. Some people get first class. Others get second upper. Somebody gets second lower. Together with other people, second lower. But after 5 years, the one who also got the second class lower, you see the person he has broken through in life, and first class is languishing. You see, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. It's not by might and it's not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I pray. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? Maybe 2016, probably the same thing you did, you may have to do it one more time. Go and dip yourself in the River Jordan 7 times. Maybe you just did it 6 times. That is why you didn't get the result. Probably all you need is a 7th time. Go and look for the rain. The man went, he came back, went, he came back, went, he came back. Finally, he came, he said, I see a little cloud like the hand of a man. I like the difficult things in God. I do them. The fasting, the prayer, the difficult things. But even the difficult ones, even without grace, you cannot do it. But apart from the difficult ones, there are simple things. Simple things you can do. Jesus also, being baptized and praying, he also, same ceremony. The heaven was open. In Jesus' mighty name, you also. Something simple. Your heaven will open. In the mighty name of Jesus. The heaven was open, he also. I see more people in the Bible. Gideon. What did Gideon do for the angel to appear? But I see Uncle Gideon sitting under a tree, trying to prepare his grain and go and hide it because he's afraid. Right there, at that simple event of preparing his agricultural produce, an angel of God appeared. God's angel will appear to you in your kitchen. The Bible said angels can appear unawares. But when you now reduce your God to this God of serious moments and the God of non-serious moments, you get a problem. And this beginning of miracles did Jesus and manifested forth his glory. Where was that miracle performed? The miracle was performed at a party, wedding feast of Cana. The Bible said at the wedding feast of Cana, he turned water controversially into wine. But you see, get used to the fact that God can come anytime, anyhow, anywhere, by any means. The anointing of God can come upon you. Your prosperity, your blessing, the open heaven over your life can come anywhere. Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was open. And the Holy Ghost, in the bodily shape of a dove, descended upon him. And a voice from heaven, which said, thou art my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Now look at the ceremony. It was just a baptismal ceremony. Then the heaven is open. Then the Holy Ghost is descending. And John is seeing the Spirit descend on him. And then a voice is speaking from heaven. All of that through a simple event called Jesus also being baptized. I pray in Jesus' name. The simple things you do. May the simple things you do. Any road people show you is very hard. The way to deliverance, very hard. The way to breakthrough, very hard. You may not have to change too much in your life in 2016. You may not have to increase the number of revival meetings you attend. Just your meetings in your church will be more than enough. You may not have to travel to a special revival to be revived. A simple church service. Come on, pray. Talk to God. Jesus, we give you praise and glory. And it came to pass that Jesus also, being baptized and praying, the heaven was open, and a voice from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Somebody pray. Oh, thank you, Jesus. God can come to you when you are in your dining hall, at your dining table. He can come to you when you are walking on the roadside. God can come to you in your most simple moments in life.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.